And welcome to the Gaslit Podcast. This is episode 52, which means it's the first birthday of our podcast. And welcome to our little podcast setup here. I've been running, obviously, for the last year, as you guys know, with a little camera and the microphone thing on my desk within the main office there. And the backdrop is normally Anne's chair and the stairs and the fire extinguisher, etc., etc. But as we're growing, we've got a new bit of space here in another neighbouring unit, which has enabled us to set up this little corner that we've got, or the Gaslit Podcast Studio, I like to call it here. Well, I'm going to now call this Studio Towers rather than Gaslit Towers, which is next door. So there we are, still within the heart of the city of Rochester. And of course, if you stand on the roof, you can actually see Rochester here from Stroud. That's a little in-joke there for all the guys from Medway. But yeah, so we've got this new little space. So in the next few weeks, we'll have some new bits and pieces coming along, give it a bit more of that sort of, a bit more of a professional look here on the Gaslit Podcast. So I've been looking at the facts and figures. Oh, before we carry on, we've even got a cake. So here we are. I don't want to drop it. And that's the Gaslit birthday cake there. And the team will be enjoying that tomorrow. I'm recording this on Sunday the 27th, ready to go out. So I've been working all weekend within the new space. So I've not been able to get the teleprompter working. So it's all, what time are we now? 7:30 in the evening. So we've been working really, really hard to try and get everything together for us here to produce the podcast as best we can here. And it's only just me rattling on. DigiMike that does all the editing. So the actual main team don't actually get involved in this. This is just a bit of a pet project of mine. So that's why I eat into my weekends and my evenings to get it done, because I think it's really, really important, certainly in this modern world that we're living in. So do apologise. I've actually got a post-it note down here on the laptop, because I normally have the prompts up on the screen. So I'm going to have to keep looking down. I do apologise. So, the Gaslit Podcast, we've had over 10,000 listeners in the last 12 months listening to the podcast. And they say in podcasting does a bit of a J curve as it comes in. So you start off quite high, you take a bit of a dip, and then it starts rocketing back up again. And obviously, we're never going to be up your Joe Rogans and your Stephen Bartletts and stuff like that. I fully understand that, and that's not a problem at all. And for the monetization thing, for me, this isn't about the money. This is all about giving information to you guys, being the DIYers, being the new people coming into industry, and the customers that are just watching, seeing what we're all about here over at Gaslit as well. So that's why I do it. It's not for money. I don't earn a copper coin off of it, and I'm not really interested in a penny either, because I think as soon as you start adding money to the mix, that's then when people start dictating things, and I don't want that. I'm a free spirit. So that's why I really enjoy this podcasting. I'm not being told what to do or what to say. I'll say it and I'll reap the consequences, is if there is any. So not bothered on that. So looking at the statistics on the last 12 months, really, we've had 50% of our podcast listeners actually happen in the last 3 months, which is really showing that sort of that curve on the upward slide there, which is absolutely fantastic. And we're really appealing to more people across. So 80% of our listeners actually come from the UK, round numbers, of course. And then it's mixed up. The USA is the next biggest target audience for us after that, making up the following 20%. And you've got France, Spain, Germany, then going all over to the Philippines, a couple in Australia as well, which is absolutely awesome. And apparently someone in Russia as well. I didn't think they were allowed to listen to this sort of Western influence there. But we are reaching far and wide, which is absolutely fantastic. We did have one point quite early on, we had more American listeners than we did UK listeners. But obviously some of our stuff that we talk about here and do doesn't quite translate over to the American plumbing and heating stuff that they have, and the terminologies they use as well is different to what we have here. So fantastic. 80% within the UK, which is great. So the word podcast So I was doing a bit of research for this while I was just getting all this set up here. And the actual history, the origins of the word podcast was a UK journalist in 2004 sort of didn't know what to call it. So he had a bit of a hybrid, a bit of amalgamation between the word iPod and broadcast. And that sort of, obviously the iPod back in the 2004s and stuff was this revolutionary sort of little box of noise that you used to be able to carry around with you, other than the obviously the Walkmans and the Discmans that we had prior to that, but this new bit of technology. So that's then how the word podcast come around in 2004. So when you look at that, actually podcasting, if it come around in 2004, it's only been around 21 years, so not long at all. And we're seeing that Gen Z is the most influential sort of target audience. Around 30% of actually podcast listens actually come from the Gen Z generation, and I actually had to ask someone what is Gen Z, and apparently it's the sort of the late teens, that sort of demographic, that sort of age bracket, which is fantastic. They're not watching mainstream television; they're watching what they want to watch when they want to watch it, like the Netflix example, but watching a lot more YouTube, a lot more how-tos. So the whole traditional BBC One, BBC Two, BBC terrestrial television, that side of content really is not really appealing to the younger people. They're watching your Joe Rogans and your Stephen Bartletts. I think Joe Rogan, he's broke the mould a little bit actually, because he come out with his long form content, because we did have a phase where everything was short bursts, you know, like the little TikTok videos and stuff like that, where I very quick swiping, I'm only sort of watching this for 5-6 seconds and swipe. This almost like binge content that we were seeing. And people like you, Joe Rogans, are actually out there doing 2-3 hours, and Stephen Bartlett. I listen to a lot of Stephen Bartlett stuff. The Joe Rogan stuff, very American, and I don't have a lot of time for that. But Stephen Bartlett from the business side, I do listen to him quite a lot. And that content there is an hour or two long, talking when he's interviewing some people there, which is absolutely amazing and really, really good for the whole podcasting industry here. So I'm just looking down at some notes that I've just made. So this week we just had a 4-day week, being a bank holiday. And coming off the back of that, I was on holiday, a little family holiday, did a cruise from Croatia. So the last podcast, I was talking about the plumbing on the cruise ship and some facts and figures there around sort of that side of things, which is absolutely great. It's mind-blowing to hear the amount of eggs that you get through and tomatoes and the amount of water that we all use on cruise ships. If you've ever been on one, they're absolutely fantastic. They're really, really good. So we got this new computer system in back in December, and one of the features that I really like on there is people that can accept and decline quotes. Now we don't get every quote that we ever quote for, and I'm not stupid. People are sometimes just comparing. Some people are just having a look, and we're not going to be the cheapest. We're probably not going to be the most expensive. Sometimes we can't deliver the service they want within the time frame they need. So. For whatever fact and reason, but we always do get a bit of feedback on the reason why we do get declined quotes. But this week alone, we had 6 boilers and a heating system confirmed. So people are really getting proactive on the whole, it's lasted us through the winter, but I don't want to last it. I don't want to chance it into another one. So they're actually getting their boilers replaced nice and early, and they're being proactive about it, which is great, because usually that first snap in September, October time, when they start turning them on and they go, oh, actually, they were playing up last year. So we're starting to see a lot more of that coming through, which is awesome. So what else have we got? We got a new school on board last week for a commercial catering, and it's a local company that has really let this school down. I won't go into the school and I won't go into the company, because it is very, very local here to Kent. But they've not delivered a great service, and the new lady's come on board, and then she gave us a call. I think I was there Thursday, turned up, went through it all with her. Not a problem at all. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. We can take care of that for you. Confirm the quote on the Friday. And we're doing that in the half term at the end of May because we're going to be making a lot of mess and destruction in the commercial kitchen. So, and that's been out of action since September. And we're doing that, I had the call Thursday, doing it, quoted, accepted on the Friday. So here at Gaslek, for your commercial gas needs, we could really, really turn around on time. And the reason they want it done in the end of May, not us, we'd be able to probably do it the end of next week if needed, and get that done for them. But yeah, so, you know, they can't believe how easy it is to get this sorted. And it really is that easy to get sorted. A bit of extraction and a gas interlock system, and just to get it up and running again. It's not hard, but they've obviously been massively let down by this other company. So we got our first air conditioning system to fit next week. So super looking forward to that. We've got our qualifications here at Gaslek to be able to be doing that. So, yeah, we've got the first one. So we should be able to get some facts and figures and some stats and some photos and put that all up on the social media. And we've only really sort of mentioned it to existing customers in passing at the moment. We haven't done any big sort of pushes. But we got some really, really hot weather next week. We got highs here down in Kent around sort of 25, 26 degrees. Some people are muttering 27, which is going to be really, really warm. So, yeah, we're going to be getting into that, which is absolutely awesome. So a couple of little plumbing bits and pieces for you here, because this is the Gaslek Plumbing and Heating Podcast. So what have we got? So, we all know what one of these are. There we are. So, I'm just going to bring that across there. It's a plunger. Now, what I will say to anybody and everyone, this is a brand new plunger, and we only ever use brand new plungers. If you call us up to unblock something and we use a plunger, guess what? You get to keep it for free, because I'm not messing about with all the germs. Remember, they're your germs, not our germs, and all the bits and pieces that go with plungers. We're going to use it, we're going to bag it, and we're going to leave it with you. If you want us to throw it away, we'll throw it away. If you want to keep hold of it so you can solve your problem again another time, that's on for you. We don't. So this is a brand new plunger. And most people know what plungers do and how they work, but I'll just show you anyway. So as you pull out that there, it draws up the air into the cylinder, into this compartment. Okay, and we can just see there's a nice big hole. And this flap here sort of typically goes below the water in the toilet line. So you can see why we don't reuse these things. And then what you do, as you push down, it then pushes the air that was in the cylinder out of here via the sill and blows it through. So these have their place. I'm not a massive fan of them. If you've got a push together plumbing system underneath around the back of the toilet as it disappears out, and you're now creating a massive amount of back pressure. Now you've got to imagine, if you're now blocked toilet, that's now blocked with, we'll just say liquid. It's blocked with a liquid, and inside that plunger is a gas. Although it's air, we call it a gas, and that's the technical name for it. So we can compress gas, but we can't compress liquid. So as we push down and we then force it, we're now pushing and putting the water under pressure by the air coming in or the gas coming in. And then when it's then sitting and we've got all of these seals, and if they're pushed together seals, what we call ring slip seals within the industry, they can pop apart. And if that's in a void, that's in a cavity, that's outside's not too bad of a problem. You can manage that and deal with that. But you've got like a loft conversion where it goes through a little ashlar wall and goes out, pops out of the eaves or something terrible like that, and you go and do something on those sort of lines, then A, you've got a lot of mess, and B, you've got to find it and get it back together again. So we tend to try and draw and suck, which in theory we then try and pull the joints together rather than trying to push them apart. But that's the old-fashioned plunger there. And another thing that we use here a lot on Gaslek, and they've gone and brought out a new one that goes up to 54 mil, is our rotary pipe slice. This one's made by Milwaukee. So onto here, it does never put your finger in there and turn it on. It will strip it. So this does 15, 22 and 28 mil. So I've got a little bit of 22 here. I'm just going to show you how it works. So all you do is you put it into the jaws and it snaps in and it sort of self-centers there as it comes in. And then all you do is you just make sure that on the, it's like a pipe slice, it's still squared up. Bring the clip over there, which is the direction, and then we can turn it on. So then, I think this one needs a new little cutting wheel. So it's just spinning away, and you can hear it getting slightly faster as it's coming through, and then that'll then drop off. So all you need to do is bring it back on itself, and there we have it. I've gone and cut two little bit off there, but you can see the gouge mark on that side. We'll give that a little pull. No, not quite there. No, that didn't really work out, did it? I should have done it more in the centre. And then you can then just snap it off. Now, the downside, and I'll tell you what I'll do, we'll just get this finished off. Because I just want to show you something really important about this, actually. As you say, you can hear it squeaking a little bit. Didn't really rehearse this properly, did I? There we go. Oh, that's come off there. So, super. Always make sure your fingers are clear of it. So this is just a bit of an off-cut pipe. So can you see, I don't know if you can properly see it on the camera there. This here was done with a manual rotary pipe slice. And there's a bit of a taper that's been put on the end of this pipe here. Now, when you're then offering that up to like press fit, or you're pushing it into like a push fit fittings, that's got that taper and it goes in absolutely lovely. But when you cut with the rotary cutters, it cuts really, really square, which is great. When you're using it for sleeving, that's great because you can get the next size down because it's a very square cut, almost like you cut it with a grinder or with a hacksaw. It doesn't have that taper on it, but it means that this corner part here is actually quite sharp. So one thing you never do is do anything like that because that will cut you and that'll give you a little circle cut. But when you're putting that into like push fit fittings or into press fittings, that will, you've got to deburr that and put that little bit of a chamfer on it because that will damage the rubber O-ring inside the fitting. If you're doing a solder fitting, it doesn't really matter. But when you're pushing that in, it will damage the fitting there. So that's the Milwaukee rotary pipe slice. Now, I've just bought another one out. I'm not sure the cost of it. It does up to 54 mil, and it's absolutely massive. This one ain't too small, but that will fit in your tool bag, okay, but the next one is absolutely huge. And no doubt, I'll end up getting one and doing a little demonstration on it for you because we are getting more and more into commercial. And we was working on that gas pipe the other week. That was 54 mil, and we was having to do that by hand because the cutters. So if it's reasonably priced, we'll get one. Not a problem at all here at Gaslek. So we're going to do a competition because it's our birthday. And I'll tell you what we've got. We've got two 25 quid Amazon gift vouchers. So if you've lasted all the way through the podcast, thank you very much indeed. Get in the draw. And all you need to do is email us at podcast@gaslek.net. Email us in. And all the magic words you just need to put on there is happy birthday. Put that into the comment and you'll be in the draw for next week. So we always have these get released on a Tuesday. So Tuesday to Tuesday, and then we'll do the draw the following Tuesday. So you know what to do. Get in the draw. You've got to be in it to win it. Two 25 quid Amazon gift vouchers. That'll be going to two lucky winners for our birthday celebrations. Well, thank you very much indeed for listening, guys. We're going to be sort of doing some alterization and some adjustments here to the podcast. So I hope you like our new format and our new content. And if you know me, you know the relevance of that balloon dog little ornament now. So if you know, you know, you know I'm a bit of a clown. Fantastic, guys. Well, thank you very much indeed for listening. And we're going to have some birthday cake tomorrow here at Gaslek Towers. You take care. Thank you very much. Goodbye.